Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We're back with a new episode, and this week we're talking about all of the lessons we've learned as content creators. You guys know, if you've been listening to our previous episodes, that Sarah and I both have been doing this for quite some time now. And so we want to dive into what we've learned and how it applies to where we're at today.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. I think we have some good points that if you are starting as a new content creator, maybe you can learn some things from us and hopefully apply them to your business strategy. So the first thing I want to talk about is, and this is a hard fact, you guys, is provide value. Because in the beginning, I thought it was just all about posting what I liked, what was about my life, and et cetera, et cetera. But I soon realized that that is not what grows an audience. What grows an audience is providing value, because in the beginning, especially in the beginning, people don't care about you. They care about what they can learn from you. And if you're not providing them with value or inspiration, there is no way somebody is going to come back and watch you over and over again. I think your audience basically wants to learn about what you can provide them, whether it be fashion advice or maybe self-help, improvement, whatever it is, something that they can learn from you is what's going to create that repeat watching. And then hopefully that you will be able to leverage into growing a loyal audience. And then once you have that loyal audience, you can obviously share like your everyday life, because then your audience becomes more interested in you as a person. But in the very beginning, it's so important to focus on what value or services you can provide somebody. So one of the ways you can think about this is, what is your ideal audience and what do they want? Because that is the only way you'll actually be able to grow your channel, especially in this day and age when everything is so oversaturated. Steph, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, like just thinking about where I started and where I'm at today, I constantly have to remind myself of that. I mean, that's a huge lesson learned over the years, and just realizing that our audience is there to consume content, yes, but you want it to be content that is helpful, that is inspiring, that's funny. Mm-hmm. If you're a funny person, you want your audience to walk away from your page, viewing your content, and having learned something. I mean, that's honestly something that we have to continue to keep at the forefront of our minds. I know that when I'm creating content, sometimes I get so wrapped up in the trending audios and watching what other people are doing. And honestly, if everyone's doing the same thing, it's really not that inspiring. It's just, you're consuming the same thing over and over again and listening to the same sound. So it's important to like not get wrapped up in what everyone else is doing and just always remember to provide value. And like I said, that's something that I constantly have to keep in mind and do every day when I'm working.
I agree with what you're saying, Steph, because sometimes I open Instagram and I'm like, I've seen this freaking thing so many times. Like, it's just so overdone, so overplayed. Like, it's literally providing no value to my life to watch like somebody else recreate the same thing over and over and over and over again. And I think like that's kind of like a problem that I have with Instagram these days, is because it's everything is just so saturated and everybody's doing the same thing, and I just cannot watch the same thing done by another person over and over again. So I think especially in this day and age, I think it's important to strategize content that you can create that might be able to give you an unfair advantage over somebody. So I think before you start creating content, maybe you need to look over like what are the things that you as an individual can bring to the table and how you can leverage that into creating amazing content that's going to provide value for people, what they can learn from you, like what is your knowledge, what do you specialize in, what is something that you're so interested in that you've done so much research on that you can like teach people. I think in that sense, it would be a much better way of creating content. I think, like, I wish I'd known this when I first started. But then again, when Steph and I started, social media was like literally the wild, wild west. And it's literally now becoming a proper business with strategies, et cetera. Like, you know, we were kind of just like winging it. But as a content creator in 2022, I do think that you have to be a little bit more strategic about creating content. Because, like I said, everything has been so overdone. What are you bringing to the table that's fresh?
Yeah. And something that I saw the other day, it was like, you are the content, you know, like sometimes we like are racking our brains trying to figure out what do I post? And sometimes I'll just put something up, like a clip from the weekend or, you know, something of my kids. Jay and I made this video because I'm dealing with preteens right now, and that's horrendous, but that's like real life. And I posted this video about like just preteen attitude. It was like this audio, and it was like so easy to do. It took us like 5 minutes, and I posted it, and that's my highest viewed video. It has over 2 million views.
Yeah, it was went just viral, like, right?
Yeah, it was just like, that's just my life, like with my moody preteen, you know? And so sometimes that's another thing that I have to keep in mind is like, you are the content. You don't have to always overthink it.
Right. And it's something that's like very relevant to your life, but also really relevant to a lot of people's lives, because the video that Steph is talking about is of her standing in her kitchen with her son sitting across from her. And she's just talking about how she says a little prayer for him every morning. And I think as a preteen mom, or just even a mom, I can see that being like very relatable, because a lot of mothers go through this too. So in that sense, I think it's good because it's something relatable, which is obviously also good content.
Right. And it's just my life. It didn't take anything to do, you know, to create. That's like literally our life every morning. I'm looking at him and he's looking at me crazy. And that's basically what the video is, you know?
Yeah. So providing value can be something relatable as well. It just has to be a way that you can create a connection with your audience, whoever your target audience might be.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about equipment, because I think sometimes like we're talking about creating content, and I think we were discussing like before we got on, like just about the equipment that we're using. And I think this is a good like segue, because I remember when I first started, I was so stressed about what type of camera I had. Oh my gosh, I can't post iPhone photos. And it's so different now. Of course, like the quality of an iPhone camera is like so good these days.
Right.
But yeah, I think the biggest lesson I've learned about just equipment in general is that it's okay to use what you have. Like, it's totally okay.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think in the beginning, it's consistency anyways. And you improve as you go, right? Like, you make some content, hopefully you make some money, and you can reinvest it into your business. I think it's definitely a journey for sure, because you're not going to be able to make, like, professional grade videos or content straight from the get-go unless that is what you specialize in. I think the part of the journey is to get better as time goes by. And I think everybody kind of starts somewhere and everybody improves. And it's not really about, you know, having the best quality, et cetera, right from the get-go. I think consistency trumps that more. And like focusing on your content and the message that you're delivering to your audience is definitely a big part in that.
Yeah. When I think about like the very beginning, I was literally just taking pictures on my phone in my backyard. Jason, you know, he didn't want to help me. he's not quite the Instagram husband, but you know, he would just, you know, take quick photos of me in the backyard. And then I hired a photographer. But when I think about like the early videos that I would try to make on Instagram and compared to now, there's a huge difference just because of just growth and how you evolve and the things you learn along the way. But I'm grateful for that time of just learning. And I'm grateful that I did just create and that I didn't stop myself because I wasn't the best video editor. I wasn't the best. I didn't have the best camera, you know? So
right, exactly. It's about developing a skill set. Like I remember when I was first taking videos or photos. Like, if you want, you can scroll all the way down to like my first photos on Instagram. Like, you can go to my page and look to what they are now. It took me a really long time to like figure out photography. Even with Rami, he was helping me with photography. Like, of course, he didn't know he's an electrical engineer. I mean, I was like, here's a camera, take a photo of me. And I expected him to take the best photos of me. And we would always get into like these screaming fights on the street. Like, it was just like such a stressful situation every time we would shoot. But, you know, like, I think it's a skill set that needs to be learned and developed. And of course, like from the beginning, you're not going to have those skills, but you should just trust the process, know that you're going to get better and better. And like one day for me, for example, with photography, it kind of just like clicked and it was like night and day, but it took me a really, really long time to get there. Maybe like 3-4 years, you know? Yeah. So don't be too hard on yourself. Like, it's okay. Just start. I think consistency is more important, and you don't have to have everything figured out from the get-go.
You really don't. I remember like the Canon camera that I was using like a few years ago, this was like maybe 2017, 2018. Jason was like adamant that he's not buying a new camera. The lens was terrible and I just had to figure it out. I would just right. being so frustrated, but we would shoot with it and we made it work. And then like last year I bought a new camera. Finally, I didn't tell him I was doing it. I just was like, here's my new camera.
Right. I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. It was time to upgrade.
But even as like content creators now, right? Like, there's always a better camera than your camera. Yeah, like, I have a pretty really expensive camera and I'm looking at even more expensive cameras. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, you have to kind of just be like, okay, you know, I'm fine with what I have at this moment. Like, it's okay. But like, of course, there's always room for improvement. And like I said before, like once you start making money, you obviously need to invest back into your business to get better and better. Maybe even hire a photographer if it's taking up too much of your time. And if it takes like a huge weight off your shoulders just to have like a skilled photographer as part of your team, go ahead and do that. You know what I mean? But like, I guess I'm just trying to say, like, there's always room for improvement, even for someone like myself or Stephanie. Like, there's always going to be a better camera on the market. There's always going to be a better microphone on the market, even if you're starting a podcast. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I just had to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was Jason's point. He was like, why don't you learn how to use the camera you have before you try to go buy an expensive camera? Like, you don't know how to use this camera. So what makes you think buying an expensive camera is going to make you even better? You know, like, you kind of learn as you go. And I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I went through that process, because now sure. I can create content and it's just easy because I've had all those years of experience in learning and just learning as I'm going. So when I was working full time, I really had to be extremely diligent about my schedule. And I've talked about this before in previous episodes, but that was such a huge lesson for me as well, just because I realized very quickly that in order for me to be good at both my job, my full-time job, and my content creation, which I was doing on the side at the time, like, I had to be extremely efficient with my time. And so I would batch create content, and that would just make my life so much easier. I remember there were so many times when I would be stressed about, oh my gosh, I don't have a photo to post today. Or, oh my gosh, I have nothing to post, which goes back to you are the content. But like at the time, I was just like, I didn't have anything. And so batch creating was my saving grace during that time, especially when I was working. So I would shoot outfits with my photographer, and we would knock out sometimes 1 to 2 weeks worth of content. That way, if I got busy traveling with work or I just had a lot going on, I always had something. And so whenever I had time in my schedule to shoot, I would always shoot and just make sure that I was creating enough content to hold me over until the next time that I was going to be able to shoot.
Right. I feel like batch creation is the best. It really just makes everything so streamlined. And in the beginning, I think it's really important to develop systems, which I didn't do in the beginning. And that's something I wish I had done in the beginning, because it would have made my life so much easier and made the content creation process so much smoother. Because when you're batch creating, for example, when you go and take photos in one day for the entire week or 2 weeks, it gives you so much more time to like focus on maybe your caption or maybe brainstorming ideas for your next content. I think it just opens up a lot of space, gives you a lot of like time and energy to focus on like the other parts of your business, whether it be like outreach or brand deals or whatever it might be. Because every morning, if you're waking up and you're like, I need to hurry up and take a photo, like you're just never going to be able to move forward because you're just in this constant state of like stress. And I wish I would have like known that before. And definitely, if you can do batch creation, it is such a game changer because it really, really helps.
Yeah, like I have makeup days. Like when I have days where I actually do my hair and makeup, like those are my content creation days. And it's usually like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or maybe a Wednesday, Thursday. And I'm like recording from the time I drop Zoe off and finish at the gym until I have to go pick her up. So that way I can get just a ton of stuff shot and completed. And then I'm good for a week or two.
Yeah, exactly. That is, I know, the days I'm wearing makeup is when I'm recording. Although these days I haven't been wearing any makeup, so I'm not creating a lot of content, but we're going to get to that in a second.
One other thing that like really helped me in terms of like efficiency and time management that I just realized I had to do was using, like you talked about systems, but like Asana, like, which is a work planning. Have you used that before? It's like a work planning app website, but you can assign tasks to people on your team or even to yourself.
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
So it like syncs to your Google Calendar. You get an email reminder for different tasks that you need to do. So if you're someone who needs a lot of like visibility around your to-do list, because there was a point where when I was working full-time, I just could not manage everything I had to do for the blog and everything I had to do for work. Like I needed the constant reminder. I needed it pinging on my phone. I needed it pinging in my email. I needed it on my calendar just so I wasn't forgetting anything. So I was using Asana, which was a really good, like just a good system to have in place. And then Notes in my phone, it was another one. I still use the Notes. And then like just my Google Calendar. Like I think we've talked about this before, like if Asana on the calendar, it doesn't happen. Yeah. So, I mean, just having, realizing like, and knowing my shortcomings and knowing my shortfalls and like where I struggle, having all of these systems in place really helped me and still helped me to this day to make sure that I'm just not missing anything.
Right. For me, it's mostly just like a photo scheduler that I love using, especially for Instagram, because that's one thing that I post on often and a lot. I like to write my captions in it just to like have everything like streamlined, and then I can schedule it for whenever I want to post it. That way, like I can just go in the morning, copy paste it, and just like paste it onto my social media. And it's just so much more easier. It's a lot more streamlined. I can write my captions in advance. Like it definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. What do you use? I use Planoly. Do you use something different?
So I use this app called Unum. It's called UNUM, or Planoly is a good one. And then there's another one called Preview as well. So they're all essentially the same, really. Yeah. They all have the same purpose.
Yeah, yeah. I use Planoly, and I've also heard of the one you're using. There's one called Mosaic that I've heard of as well. But yeah, I agree. Having your content laid out so you can visually see it is also a good way to keep things organized. I've been using something like that for years, like I think probably since 2017 or 18.
Right. One other thing I wanted to elaborate on for efficiency is, for example, if you're creating video content, right? Like you can obviously batch record for days, or you just have your camera set up. If you have a room in your, sorry, by the way, if you guys can hear some banging, it's construction right outside my building. It's real life downtown Austin, Texas at the moment. Anyways, so for example, like if you have like extra room in your house and you use it as like a filming room or whatever, and if you can just have like the camera set up like constantly where you just need to like record, I think it just makes it so much more easier, because just having to like, you know, take out the camera and charge it and like put it up on a tripod, and it just wastes so much time. And I think in the beginning, especially when you're already feeling so overwhelmed with like the workload, it just helps to have like these little systems in place that can make or cut down your recording or photography time. That way it opens up more space for you to do other things, like I said. And definitely developing systems is something I wish I would have learned from the very beginning.
Yeah, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Okay, so going back to what I had kind of touched on in a previous point was why I'm not wearing makeup or recording often is because currently I feel like I am suffering from a little bit of a burnout, and it's okay to face those facts. I think it took me a really long time to actually be okay with that because I would always think, oh no, I'm not in the rat race and I'm falling behind and this is so stressful, blah, blah, blah. And I would just create like terrible content. It wouldn't perform. I would be unhappy. The content would suffer. It was just like not a good situation. And I feel like for myself, and I'm sure there are other people who feel this way too, like sometimes social media can be really draining. It can just be mentally, emotionally, physically draining if you are a full-time content creator because there are just so many different moving parts. But I've also realized over time that it's okay to take a break. Like if you're feeling kind of burnt out and if you feel like you're stuck in like this rut when you're not feeling creative or inspired, I think it's better just to kind of take a step back and, you know, clear your mind, figure out what you want to do as the next step, and then move forward. And these days, I'm feeling a little bit burnt out, which is why I'm not creating as much content on Instagram as I would like. But at the same time, I'm taking this time to kind of learn different things and learn different skill sets. So I'm not completely like wasting my time in the sense that just because I'm not putting myself out there on social media constantly, that I'm not doing things behind the scenes. Like, for example, this podcast is a passion project of mine. I want to learn as much about podcasting as I want. So, like, I'm learning different skill sets and I'm developing myself in different ways. And then I can come back to social media because social media is important, yes, and it's one facet of your business, but I think education is very important too. So, you know, I think that's something that I wish I would have learned as a content creator from the very beginning is also education and developing your skills, because that knowledge will be invaluable to you as you develop your business. I think business strategy is important. These are things that you should learn as an entrepreneur. And you should take some courses and like figure out what other people are doing, how they're doing it, how you can create their systems and make them into your own. Like what you like about things, what you don't like about things, study other people's content, you know, just kind of just make it your own. But I think it's very important to like do research and like figure out what other people are doing to kind of keep your content fresh, but then also keep learning. I think that's something that's very important too, because we can definitely get stuck in a rut of like stories all day, like let me show you what I'm eating, let me show you what I'm wearing. But I think it's also very important to like have a direction. Purposeful content creation starts with learning and educating yourself as well.
Yes, totally. And like back to what you were saying about just taking breaks when you need to and just feeling kind of burnt out. Like I get into those little, I feel like I have a very up and down relationship with social media a lot of times. So like you can tell when I'm like in the groove and feeling good, like you can tell in the videos. And then sometimes my page is just kind of dry right now. Like I'm not really posting a lot of reels. And that's okay. Like it's okay to take the break, but like you said, I've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and so do you. And so it's like being okay with not going all the time, because that's when you, I feel like, lose yourself. And absolutely. I remember, yeah, like just a few years ago, I just felt like I was constantly trying to create, but I wasn't providing value. I was just creating and posting just to post. And this year, actually, this was the first year at the beginning of the year, I just took some time off. Like, because when you come out of Q4, you're going, posting, and you just, there's a lot of collaborations. And then when you get into January, there's like that pressure to share and like be inspiring about the new year. But I found that I would, like, if I jumped into the new year, I was like so burnt out by February and just really unable to function because I wasn't even prepared. Like I wasn't pouring into myself. So I think it's important like to be okay with slowing down, taking a step back, being okay with being drained and acknowledging it, because in the past I would try to fight through it and then be hard on myself because I wasn't creating content or I wasn't in the mood to create content. But the biggest lesson I've learned is like it's okay. Like I'm better for it if I just take a break and take a minute to gather myself behind the scenes and work on the things that are going to continue to better myself and my business, as opposed to just putting stuff out there just because I feel the pressure to.
Exactly. Like a well thought out piece of content will be so much more valuable to you in the long run than just creating like 100 things that don't really provide any value.
So another thing that I think is really important, something that I've just learned along the way, is how important relationships are. And when I say relationships, I'm talking also like PR relationships, but also like influencer relationships. I just feel like it helps so much in the long run, like to make sure that you don't burn any bridges, basically, I guess is what I'm saying. Like you want to make sure that you are being a good business person and a good person to collaborate with, and just realizing that it's all about networking. It's all about relationships. Something that I have heard from other agencies and things, like sometimes it's not always about like how many followers you have and how many likes and comments you have, but sometimes it boils down to like, are you someone who's easy to work with? You know, like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Are you providing them with what they need like immediately? Are you being hard to work with? I totally get that.
Yeah. Relationships are so important. Not that I've ever been someone who's hard to work with, but I can see where maybe I've interacted with someone who maybe we're on a brand trip and they were like really not pleasant to be around. But then like, you just see like how that can impact your business in the long run, because you're not going to get that call from that brand again, more than likely. Like it's so important. And it's something that I've just kind of observed over the years and it's something that I really keep close to my heart and keep in mind, because I do want to have those long-term relationships and continue to have longevity with my business.
Yeah, exactly. And going off of that, I think collaborations with your fellow content creators who are especially in your niche is also a really good idea, because that way you kind of have the same experiences. You kind of have a friend. I think sometimes being a content creator can be a little bit lonely. So if you can find friends who are in the same niche, maybe even have the same followers as you, you know, I think it's nice to collaborate and maybe even shoot photos together or kind of just bounce ideas off of each other. I think it's so good. I don't think it's spoken about enough in our community. I think collaboration is so important, like women supporting other women. Not that it has to be taken as a threat to your business. Like, you know, you could always just shout each other out or tag each other. I don't think it needs to be like a serious competition. I think sometimes strength is in numbers. And if you can somehow figure out a way to collaborate with other creators, I think it can also help kind of get your name out there and enhance your follower group or whatever it might be.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. Collaboration with other influencers is so important too. Like something that I've been trying to do more of is collaborate and reach out with and connect with more women in Dallas. Especially like people who do the same thing that I do. So whether if it's a lunch date, I hosted an event like last month. It was this beautiful luncheon and I brought together as many Black female influencers as I could at the Four Seasons in Dallas. And it was just a really cool moment of collaboration and just connectiveness. Like you said, it can be really lonely being an influencer, and we all kind of like discussed that, like where sometimes you're like sitting, like I'm at home, you know, I'm talking to you right now, but I'm just sitting in a room by myself. That's how it is a lot of the time. And right. We could all relate to that. And so like, as often as I can, I'm trying to like put myself out there more to also just continue to build those relationships with my peers as well, because not only does it just help, it's good for the soul, but it also helps you just build a stronger network of women.
Yeah, and then it also like bounce ideas off of each other, right? Like if you can be truthful and honest about each other's content, it's only going to help you get better, kind of like more like a brainstorming even.
Yeah. So like whether you're discussing rates, equipment,
content strategy.
Yeah, all of that. And maybe even creating content together. Like there was, when we were together at that luncheon, we actually created a couple of reels and just shot a lot of content. And it was a great way for us to cross promote each other on each other's channels. And for me to connect with people that were following some of these ladies, and for some of the people that follow me to connect with all of these ladies, and just because there's so many people online, it's hard to know every single person to follow. So if it's nice to introduce your audience to new faces and to also be introduced to new faces.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I feel like we've learned a lot over the years.
Yeah, definitely. And especially from nothing to now, I definitely think we've learned a lot. We barely had anything to learn. I think, like I said before, social media was like crazy when we first started, but I'm very happy to be in this space now. I think there's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth. We're still learning and evolving. But I hope that you guys found some value in the lessons we learned. If you have any other suggestions of content that you want to see from us, please let us know. We're happy to answer your questions. This was also a listener request, so thank you to whoever suggested this. We love you. We appreciate you taking the time out to give us a suggestion.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we will talk to you next Sunday. All of the details for today's episode are in the show notes. Be sure to like this podcast, share it with a friend, and leave a comment and let us know what you want to hear next. See you next Sunday.
See you Sunday.